Now, you were mentioning that, of course, the women that you help aren't in just in Newmarket. They're in Vaughan, they're in Richmond Hill, they're in Maple, they're all across York Region. But, of course, since you are based in Newmarket, it might be a difficult for the young mothers to maybe get to the organization. And I believe that that is why there is now a call for volunteer drivers. If you could talk to us a bit more about that.
For sure, yeah. So, I mean, as you mentioned, we are an organization that serves all of York Region, and because we're based in Newmarket, it's very difficult for a lot of our clients to reach us and to actually access our services, which isn't something that people tend to think about. In terms of the services that we offer, we actually pay for cabs to transport a lot of our mothers, especially those coming from Markham or Vaughan, where it might be a half an hour to a 40-minute drive. Unfortunately, transportation is a big problem in York Region. A lot of these mothers can't easily access transportation, especially with, you know, if they're either pregnant or if they have a young child. It's very difficult for them to take a 2.5-hour bus ride to get to Rose of Sharon. So unfortunately, what we have to end up doing is paying for cabs for a lot of these moms, and that results in quite a bit of spending over the years. So we spend about an average of $3,500 a month on cabs, and actually last year we spent over $42,000 in total on cabs, and that's money that we would love to put towards our programs to better improve our programs for our young moms instead of just spending it on getting them here. So what we are looking for right now in order to alleviate these costs is we're looking for for volunteer drivers to pick up our moms from their homes and drive them to our center in Newmarket. And this would be mainly for our afternoon program. So we run programs for about 2 hours, and those programs are generally between the hours of 1 and 6 p.m. And we would love for those volunteer drivers to pick up our moms, bring them here, and then they can either hang out at Rose of Sharon. We're located right near Main Street in Newmarket, so it's lovely, especially in the summertime, to walk around right near Upper Canada Mall, and then come pick them up after the program and take them home. And this is such an important volunteer program right now. We have so many lovely volunteers at Rose of Sharon, and we're so fortunate and blessed. And this is really something that we're hoping to get off the ground, because it's not something people automatically think of when they think of volunteer opportunities, but it's so, so, so important for agencies like ours.
Now, what would the criteria be for maybe somebody that you're looking for to volunteer as a driver? Is there something specific that you're looking for, or is it just anyone that basically has a driver's license and has a bit of free time on their hands?
Yeah, well, I mean, as you mentioned, a valid driver's license is, of course, important.
Of course.
We'd like for our volunteers to ideally be over the age of 21, and of course to live in York Region. But more importantly, we want volunteers to embody the Rose of Sharon values. So that of kindness and being compassionate, caring, and non-judgmental. Volunteers who are reliable and have flexible schedules. I mean, of course, we would work around our volunteer schedules as much as we can. And with this volunteer program, we are going to be reimbursing all of the mileage of these people who are driving, and we'll also provide them with training. So that will be covered by us. And, you know, just for people out in the community, our programs do run all year round, so there's always a need. So, you know, some people, when we approach them about this, they say, oh, you know, my schedule's pretty busy. But even if you're available once a month, or if you're going away for a certain period of time, we'd still love to hear from you, and we'd still love to take you in and maybe reach out to you. If you're going out going on vacation over the summer, we'd get back to you in the fall. But, you know, any help counts, because one cab ride can cost up to $80 or $100. So any little bit counts, really, to help us out with.
That is a great point. Every little bit does indeed help. Now, for those that want to get in touch with you to be volunteers as drivers, or maybe want to volunteer in general with the Rose of Sharon, who can they contact, and where can they get more information?
So you can check out our website. It's www.roseofsharon.com, and there's actually an online application form on our website under Ways to Help. You can also just email us at information@roseofsharon.com. Get in touch with one of our staff members who will be happy to assist you with getting you onboarded with the program. But for those who can't help with our driver program, who don't have the time or might not have our driver's license, I encourage you to please consider making an online donation through our website or by emailing us. Any little bit counts as well with that. We have an annual budget of $1.4 million, and 38% of that needs to come from our community. So help from our community is kind of what keeps us alive and what keeps our doors open and what keeps us, there for our young moms every day.
Listeners, I hope you heard the call in terms of volunteers as drivers, or maybe just as you heard Tamar mention earlier, every little bit counts. Thank you, Tamar, for taking the time to speak with me. And of course, all the best as you continue to provide support to residents in need in York Region.
Thank you so much for having me here today. It was great speaking with you.